Hi, this is Steve Barish coming live. I know that I haven't been on for a little while. You've been listening to my older tapes, and they're really great anyhow, so I hope you learned a lot. I wanted to talk about energy tonight and how to be peaceful within yourself. It's so important that we realize that there's a lot going on in the world, but the most important thing that you can do is to learn to be very, very quiet and very, very alive within yourself. The trick is no trick. What we need to do is to learn to be peaceful within ourselves, to listen to heaven, to listen to everything that we have that we can use to connect to a better and higher place. Not hard. It's very, very easy. As a matter of fact, it's easier than what we go through ourselves during the day for frustration. The idea of loving yourself is so important. The idea of giving to yourself is so important. And the idea of knowing what to do when you need to do it. And the way to do that is to be very silent within yourself. Get the answers from within yourself. You don't have to ask 50 people, what do I do for this and what do I do for that? If you want answers, reach inside yourself, and it's so easy to do. I'll explain it to you, and we'll go through it. The easiest way that we can get to ourselves and understand what we need to do is the connection to God. I know you probably have heard that a million times, and maybe you don't understand it, or maybe you do understand it and don't wish to do it. It's very, very simple. God made everything to be very simple. It's not made to be complex. It's a way of being. It's a way of getting in touch with ourselves and being within the moment. The moment being realizing that you're connected and listening to God. The easiest way to do that is just stop. Sit down, just relax, and ask God to talk to you. One of the best books I ever read was Norman Vincent Peale, How to Get in Touch with God. And I did that in Florida about, 40 years ago. I was in bed and just relaxing, watching, I think, an old Andy Griffin movie and reading. And it said in the book a very simple thing, just keep it simple, sit down, and ask God to talk to you. Well, easy. I got up and I said, God, would you please talk to me and let me know that you're there? And he said, hi, Steve, how are you doing? Let me tell you something. Those few words in a moment got me up out of bed, and I started running for my life for about 2 or 3 minutes and just trying to understand where that voice came from. But in all ways, God is with us all the time. If you want to speak to him, speak to him. He's your father. He's your soul maker. He's your everything. If nobody's giving you answers that you like, seek the answers that are true. If you want to get the answers that make a difference in your life, that make you the person that you really want to be, talk to God. And be very gentle with yourself. The one thing that I learned above everything else was to be gentle. So the connection to God is always that we have that connection. That connection is always there. If you want to speak to him, speak to him. Ask him to speak to you. He will speak to you. Just keep yourself silent. Keep yourself soft-spoken, and realize that you want to be gentle more than anything else. So if you're making the connection and you're gentle, Take a look at a baby, for instance. A baby is actually very quiet. He hears things that we wished we could, because he's talking to the angels, he's talking to God, or she's talking to God, and God listens. The biggest thing we need to do is listen. It's so important to do. Babies do it all the time. Don't lose the thought of being young. You're young all the time. Even if you're 90, you're young. Keep the thoughts of thoughts in your mind. Keep yourself aware that your name is Steve Barish, or whatever your name is, John Q. Public or Cindy Lawford or whatever the case may be. Just make sure you realize who you are. So when you are talking and you are making things very simple, it's extremely important to keep yourself very, very softly. And what I mean by that is that you totally live in the now. You totally live for whatever is happening in your life right now. You can't throw it away. You can't hide it. You can't, whatever the case may be, you're living it. That's what you need to do. You need to live your life the way that you want to live your life. And one of the basic rules of living is to keep it simple. Our complex world is only complex because we make it complex. You need to realize that. The simplified life, the way that you get your yeses and nos, or you want to understand what the question is that somebody's asking you but you don't know the answer, seek it. You'll find the answer inside yourself. If you go to 20 different people, you're going to get 20 different answers. If you go within yourself, you'll get the true meaning of what the question is that the person is asking. Learn to be yourself. Learn to be around everybody that loves you. Love everybody back. Love is a very important word, and we don't use it enough. There are times when love can be used, and there's time when love can be used even more. It's never something that's out of my reach. Love is within me, and I give that to every client and every person that I see. I give them the love that they expect. So when you're looking through heaven's eyes, and that's a beautiful phrase, heaven's eyes, if you look at heaven and you just shut your eyes and you see the blue and the golds and you see all the light that's coming through for you, now you're dealing with heaven's eyes. You're not dealing with your own eyes. Everything changes at that particular point, because the colors that you see will be brighter, clearer, kinder, more loving, and I think it's really good for you to understand that. Anything you want, you can have, as long as you keep things simple. Be honest within yourself. Allow things to leave when they need to leave, and don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to the grief. Don't hold on to things that don't matter. Explanation. I was given a test about, 10, 15 years ago. And that test was, I saw Hitler in the room. He came to me and he was crying. He wanted to be freed from all his inabilities to help people, and to really be free of all his injuries. And I looked at it and I said, God, I've hated this man all my life. I mean, he's killed so many of my people and so many other people. How do you forgive somebody like that? And the answer was, you need to forgive and move on. If you hang on to the people that have angered you, all you're going to do is have anger. So you need to allow yourself to think, what's best for you? Am I going to hold on to all this anger? And the answer is that when you let it go, more light and more love will come into you, And you can deal with it a lot easier by praying. I've done a lot of work at the concentration camps. I've gone there. I've cleared blood out of the ground. I've done all kinds of things for people that have asked me to go there and to help people, and that's what I've done. But you need to allow yourself first to forgive. You need to forgive and forget. We don't forget to the point that we realize that there's an issue, but we do forget what we need to forget, which is don't allow things to overrule you and allow that to leave. So what you do is that forgive. You need to forgive. And that was the biggest lesson that I could learn on forgiveness is how to deal with that kind of person. Realize that there's hatred there and let it go. You can't do your work. You can't do God's work and have that kind of hatred. It doesn't work. What does work is to let go and let God come through you and know what happened. And know that you're bigger than this and allow it to leave. Allow the anger to leave. You don't allow everything to leave. Only the things that are important will stay there. You don't forget what happened with 7 or 10 or 15 million people. But what you do forget is that you need to forgive it, because if you don't forgive it, you lose. You lose out on the ability to live, and that's so important. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have all these wonderful gifts that come through, but allow yourself, again, just allow yourself to be soft-spoken. Allow yourself to be understandable. Allow yourself the freedom and the expression of being able to express your own expression. And it's very important. So the clearer that you become, the clearer that you can work. And what I mean by working is taking the energy that you have and just allowing that to go to the next person and clear them. And it's very easy to do. Believe me, it's easy. The more that you meditate, the more that you give in to what you need to do for yourself to make you a mensch, to make you a better person. Do it. Just allow it to happen. And you'll see things will start changing. They'll start changing at a rate that sometimes you won't even understand yourself. In other words, the light becomes so strong, it's really remarkable. And you can use that light. And the light is really, really beautiful. Chakras. Chakras are very important. They are the lifeline of the body. I don't have them anymore. I've been dealing without chakras for the past, I think, the best 9 months, 10 months. People ask me, well, where are they? And I have friends that have looked into my body, and all they see is pure white light. And that's understandable because there's no chakras left. I've been working very closely with the Andromedans and the Palladians, and they seem to be able to monitor me pretty good, so I'm doing fairly well with my energy. But just try to remember, don't hang on to this anger, you know. Don't hang on to things that make some sense but don't make any sense at all. What you're doing is that you're causing more anger, that you're causing more frustration, and it's not good. So what you're doing is building up all that anger and all the frustration inside of you, and you're passing that on to other people. Whether you know it or not, that energy is passing on. And what I'm talking about is very simple. When you're dealing with a human being and you're dealing with another body, another part of the body, in other words, you're dealing with the heart, you're dealing with the consciousness, if you're thinking wild thoughts, any kind of negative thought, the energy in your head, the constant contacts from your head to your neighbors is quite interesting. So the amount of energy that you release and be able to touch that person will be amazing. So it's really good to do that. And you have a lot of fun with that, or at least I have a lot of fun with it, because you're dealing with a lot of love. You're dealing with who you really are. And that's really important for me. So if it's important for me and it's important for some other people that really know what they're doing, gosh, it's got to be important for us. So that's what I'm talking about, is being gentle, being in touch with the body of, you want to talk about Christ, you want to talk about God, it's all the same. The energy is all the same. God is God is God. There's no other pronunciation. I mean, there. You know, if you're in India, it's a different name. If you're in Sweden, it's a different name. But God is God is God. There's nobody, nothing more powerful than God. And how do you deal with that? Make contact. And what you're doing is that you're making, to give you an idea, if you're invited to see a king, you want to dress properly and you want to, you know, bow in front of him or whatever the case may be, because that's what he's used to. So you do what's good for him. You do what's good for you. If for some odd reason you should say, well, this is not getting me anywhere, you can do it. You can do anything you want. But just make sure that you're clear. Just make sure that you understand who you are. That's the best thing, because who you are shows. In other words, if you're with somebody and you're talking about energy, you've got to know what you're talking about. So the easiest way to do it is to be gentle and let the truth come through. Allow it to be part of your vestibule or whatever it is that you want to use to allow the energy to come through. It's very kind. It's very considerate. It's lovingly. There's love. There's a lot of different issues. So you need to be clear and you need to say, well, I got to really clear my mind, and that's what you need to do. And just clear it. Just clear it. What we're going to do tonight is that I think we're going to do a little meditation. So if you want to sit down somewhere along the way and just relax a minute. We can do this. There could be 1 million people out there. There could be 2 million people out there. It doesn't take much to meditate with those amount of people. And the reason it doesn't is because we're all connected together. The idea is you need to believe. You need to believe the amount of energy that you have. So what we're going to do is I'm going to meditate with all you people that want to do it. So if you just align your mind, oh, that's great. Just keep your mind quiet. That's it. That's wonderful. You should be able to feel yourself centering very quickly. You should be able to feel yourself grounding. Very good. One of the most powerful sayings I ever got in my life from heaven was, "Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am." So try to remember that God's with you all the time, and he's contacting you all the time. Whether you listen or you don't listen, he's contacting with you all the time. So if you have a soft tree, a soft cherry wood, and it's not enough, you don't want to bang the hell out of it, bang it. You know, club it to death. Who cares? But realize that it's something that's very unique and very loving and very soft to you. So the less you do damage, the better off you are. But some people need to do damage, and that's okay. Do whatever you want to do. That's wonderful. This meditation is good. You should really, really be able to feel more balanced and grounded. If you look straight forward, you're going to see that you're more balanced. So that would be a good thing to do, is just really stay focused. Somebody's calling me on the other phone, but try to remember to keep yourself as balanced as possible. It'll really be good for you to do, and practice it. Practice, of course, makes perfect. And just do it. Have fun with it. That's what's important. That's what's really important. There's a lot of phone numbers so we could connect. Let me walk over to my desk. I've got the BBS numbers, and you could give me a call if you'd like to talk to me or ask me a question. We could talk about the necklaces. My friend Debbie just bought the Ankh, and it's absolutely gorgeous on her. And her energy picked up quite a lot. She's quite an energy person, and she does facials. And she can really clear the body very quickly of all kinds of junk. And she's really, really great. So we talk all the time. But the Ankh that she's wearing now is just extremely powerful. She was wearing her regular necklace, and it just she bought this and it's just incredible. Oh, I did buy a bracelet, and it does work. It's really fantastic. Let's just come out of the meditation a minute here. There we go. Okay, we're disconnected from each other. We're actually connected but disconnected too, if you understand what I'm saying. The main thing is that you want to keep yourself as grounded as possible most of the time, if not all the time. So I enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun to do. If you want to learn about energy, that's the fastest way to learn. The other way is to go out into nature and sit underneath a tree and watch a raccoon or watch a squirrel come right up to you. It's really amazing what happens when you're tuned into nature. It's just absolutely fabulous. And you need to love everything. Love a raccoon, love whatever the case may be. Everything is alive. Everything has meaning. Everything has beauty. And don't think that there's no consciousness in animals. Animals have consciousness. Grass has got consciousness. Trees have got consciousness. There's a lot going on, and we need to stay plugged into it. And most people don't, but when you wake up, you'll find out that everything has a consciousness. And it's really beautiful to look at. Trees have eyes. They can actually see who you are. I mean, there's so many different things to see when you wake up to the other side. What I mean the other side, I'm talking about energy, I'm talking about who you are, and I'm talking about making a connection to the earth that's stronger and stronger and stronger as you grow. So please, don't be afraid. Just look at it and see what you see. Not going to hurt you. It'll actually love you. That's why people go out and hug trees. They feel the love of the tree. But the whole picture is you need to love everything. When you love everything, everything will love you back. And it's really, really wonderful to do. My son, my son in Philadelphia, we talk about love all the time, how much I love him and how much he loves me. And it just feels wonderful. And Janet, his wife, is just a wonderful human being. She's raised two my beautiful grandchildren. I mean, I love them so much. So everything has got reason. Everything has got humanity. Everything has got nature. Try to think of the eyes. Breathe through your eyes. It's so easy to do. Let me explain to you how to do this. If you breathe through your nostrils, feel the energy. That's it. And feel the energy going through your eyes. Let's try that. That's it. We've talked about this before. That's beautiful. Wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. We're making a connection together here and going out into the universe, and we're going to make connections with trees and grass, rocks. You know, it's really interesting. I'll try to tell you what happened with me with rocks. I picked up a rock in Philadelphia. I picked it up by maybe about 30 feet from a stream. And I brought it home, and all of a sudden, after about 6 months, this rock started to talk to me. I really want to go home. I really want to be by my other rocks. I want to be by the grass. I want to be by the stream. And I said, where would you like to be in the stream or in the area that you're going to? Well, I need to take it back to Hidden Valley I think it's called Hidden Valley. Anyhow, I put the rock back where it came from. But I put it back closer to the water. And when I mean closer to the water, I mean it was like an inch away from the water. It wanted to be there. So not only did I learn a lesson, but the rock got to go where it wanted to go. And he was really happy, or she was really happy. And it was really nice. So rocks do think. And everything on this earth has a value. Don't think it doesn't have a value. Everything is made by God. Everything. There's not anything on this planet that doesn't have God in it. And it's so important to realize that you're filled with love from heaven. And, you know, you need to deal with those eyes. It's so important, because when you're breathing through the eyes, you're breathing God's love. You're taking that energy, you're running it through the veins of the arteries, the veins of the eyes, the brain, through the whole body. It's really fabulous to feel. It's not that your body's not doing that anyhow. It is. But what you're doing is you finally have the connection that you can actually do it and feel it. And that gives you the feeling of empowerment. Not an ego empowerment, but you're dealing with a God energy that's so powerful that we really don't even know what to do with it when we have it. And so what I do is that I just hold myself very still and allow the energy to come through and take it right to the gut. And just sit there with the energy and the light that's coming to your gut. That's it. Beautiful. Keep your mind active. Keep it active, but keep it very solid. That's it. Wonderful. We all have auras. We all have the amount of aura that we should have. And what I'm talking about, some of us have an aura that's 6 feet away, and some of us have an aura that's an eternity away. And that's one of the wonderful things that we can do, is to make the connection to find out exactly what we have. The only limits that we have is the energy that we put on ourselves. And so if somebody wants to call me, I'm more than happy to help you. My phone number is 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you. And what we're going to discuss right now is the aura, how beautiful it is. We've talked many times. I've talked to people in China. I've talked to people in Sweden. I've talked to people in Africa. I've talked to people all over the world. And the one thing that was very powerful and very true was the aura. So what I would do is take my hand and put it out like I was just putting in front of a car and making it want it to stop. And the person would get that energy from my body. Could be 6, 10, 15,000 miles away. They would get it instantly. And that's nothing big. It's just that it happens. And, you know, you're actually making a connection that will keep you alive a lot longer with the idea of making that connection. It's really, really beautiful. So it's a lot of fun to do, and it's a lot of interesting things to happen. One of the things you can do, if you want to really have some fun, is go out and hug a tree. It's really incredible. Take two little stones with you. Sit in a field, sit under a tree, sit wherever you want to sit outside, in the sunlight or the darkness, it doesn't matter. And you hear a bird, and every time you hear a chirp, you take the stones and you knock it together as a chirp. And eventually, if one bird does it four times, you do it four times. If one bird does it one time, you do it one time. And in about 10 minutes, you'll have about 30 or 40 birds around you. It's really amazing. It actually does happen. And it's really wonderful when you make that kind of connection. But anyhow, just give it a try and see how that feels to you. And that'll give you the feeling of empowerment. And what we're talking about is not an ego empowerment, but you're bringing things to you that mean so much because your energy is, you're giving in. You're giving up a lot of the ego, and you're feeling a lot of the symbolic energy that we have. And what I'm talking about is symbolic. All of a sudden, you'll start feeling energy. You'll be able to see your energy. You'll be able to put that and grow with it and allow that to heal you. So it's a really a lot of fun. It's really, really a lot of fun to do. We've had people on the radio stations that after these meetings like this, they can they have flowers in the house, and they got flowers out back, and they actually go outside, and they're much brighter, clearer, more visual. So those things actually happen. When you're dealing with a tremendous amount of energy, you're dealing with what's happening much further than what we're doing in this life. What we're dealing with is the idea that you have this tremendous amount of energy to give yourself and to give others. And it really does work. So I think give it a try sometime and see how that works for you. I think you really love it. The way to feel your energy is to take your hands and put them out in front of you and turn them quarter ways. In other words, you take the palms of your hands and you put them out, shut your eyes, and you'll actually feel the energy from one palm touching the other palm. And you hold it there. Allow that energy to be free. Allow it to help. That's it. The further you move your hands away and then bring it into contact, the more powerful your hands are going to feel. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with energy. Energy is very powerful. What your thoughts are is what you're thinking. What you're thinking is that I want everybody to clear within my voice. So in other words, what we're doing is that we're taking that energy and we're actually just allowing it to leave our bodies. And just make a contact, make love, make anything you want to do with this piece of thought, because it's so powerful that you can do anything you want to do. Just allow yourself to be. That's what it's all about. Just allow yourself to be. But anyhow, maybe I'm talking a little bit too much, but that's what it's all about. I think it's really wonderful that we have abilities to be able to help each other. And I think it's really wonderful to do. I think it's fun. So that's it. That's really great. Phone numbers. Let me go over and get my phone numbers. Hold on. I'm walking over to the table now. I'm doing a lot better, but I have to have a big operation, and that's coming up real soon. Let's just feel this here. Okay. Yes. 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-327-7602. 1-530-413-4510. And 1-530-413-4522. And that will lead right to the phone numbers of where you can get a hold of me. It's very simple, so be a lot of fun to do. I think it'd be a lot of fun to talk to you and help you as much as I possibly can right over the air. We can do it right over the air. It's just really fabulous to do. I'm getting a lot of emails on my computer. I mean, a lot. So I don't know if I can answer them all. I'll try to answer some. But there must be a few hundred here right now. So just looking to see what's going on. Yep. Just clearing up. Anyhow, let me give you that number, 1-888-815-9756. That will put you in just about anything, 1-530-327-7602. That's in California, and that'll put you in very clearly. The idea of energy is make connections. I have a lot of connections with energy people. Not that I don't like other people. I love everybody. The thing is that I think it's really wonderful to have a connection with people that can help you and love you and support you. And that's really important in these ages, especially when we have people that are out to not to do us much good. But there are people out there that can do us a lot of good. So those things are very important to understand. You have to know who to talk to and who not to talk to. And the ones you need, the ones that need the talking to or don't need it, are the ones that need it the worst. That's what I usually pick on, and I make them feel a lot better. But, you know, there are connections with other people that are very important, and we need to clear everybody. So I try to do the best that I can with the knowledge that I have, which is limited, but I try to do the best that I can. If you're willing to grow, if you're willing to try, if you're willing to be very honest within yourself, that's where the truth is. That's where we need to be, and that's where we need to reside. So it's very important within ourselves that we pick up on the energies that we have and to realize that they are so real. They are really, really real. They're just absolutely fabulous. And one of the ways that I've received some of the energy is through the nuclear receptor. And also my friend has tried a new necklace. She has a, I forget the name of it, but it'll come to me in a minute. It's really, really great. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but the energies are so wonderful. I'm talking about Megan Bell. That's Art Bell's daughter, and she's just so wonderful with energy. She really knows her father's stuff. She's learning all the time. Nobody knows anything like her father. Her father was an absolute genius when it came to these necklaces. And the new necklaces that he was given were right from the Andromedans. So, and the Palladians, that's what I'm hearing. So if you want to try something that's very powerful and will help you tremendously, that's the new necklace line that she has now. And that's just really, really beautiful to use. It's just incredible. I think I would do well with the negotiator, but I'm being told, you know, by people that the negotiator might not be as good as something else. And I praise everybody and love everybody, but I do my own thing, and I don't listen to many people. I listen to God. And eventually, that's the necklace I'm going to get. So that'll be beautiful. Anyhow, with all the knowledge that we have, with all that we can do, we can really heal a lot of people all the time. If somebody wants to call in, please, I know I haven't been on the air in a while, but my energy is still very strong, and I can help you as much as I possibly can this evening. If there's anybody that needs that help, I'm willing to help. So please don't give us a call and let us help you. It's really wonderful to really help people. It's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. So anyhow, that's what we need to do. We need to help each other. We need to be with each other. And we need to be able to open up to the energies that are around us. And I'm not talking about the outer energies. I'm talking about the inner energies that are connecting us to one another. And what that can do is every time somebody opens up, somebody else is going to get it. Or maybe a bunch of people will get it. But it's really fabulous work. It's so fabulous. It's just really, really wonderful to use. But it's good. It's really a lot of fun. I'm going through a time here with my neck. I'm having an operation to all the vertebrae that are in my neck and front and back. I was hit by a person at 45 miles an hour or so, and she just hit me so hard. It's just the car must have moved 20 feet. And sideways, this is broadside, and I just hope that she's fine. I pray for her that she's not going to get in too much trouble with her father, but we never know. But anyhow, I think it's important to realize, and I use those words, important to realize, very importantly, it's an honor to be able to work with people. It's an honor to be able to work with inside yourself. There's nothing hard about it. All you got to do is just make the time. Sit there and listen to everything that's about you, and you'll feel a tremendous amount of energy that will upsurge through your body. It's just really amazing. But that's that. Anyhow, I think it's, let's see what we got here. It's 8:50. I got 5 minutes. If anybody wants to call in, please don't hesitate. 1-888-815-9756. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be on the air. I have to go through this operation, and I'm going to be bedridden, I think, for close to 8 weeks. So please send some love if you can. It would be really fine. I could always use more love. But I'll be laid up for about 8 weeks, and the necklace that I wear two. I have a projector, and I have a what else do I have? I have an 18-karat gold nuclear receptor, and that works very, very well. And I wear it all the time. Today I did not wear it, but usually I have it on all the time. And that's really a lot of fun to use. I have four projectors in my my massage room. I have it's a master crystal. It weighs about 80 pounds, and it's been helping me for the last 3-4 years. I bought it from Fred Bell, and he said, this will be really good for you. Why don't you buy it? And after about 10 or 12 times him honking his horn at me all the time, I ended up buying this beautiful necklace. And it's been just absolutely positive in terms of energy for me. So you want to check in with some of these things and talk about it. Megan's got some interesting books from her father that might be very interesting for you on how to open up your energy even more. So I think there's so much out there that you can really get in touch with people that are just absolutely fabulous with energy. And they can really help you. His books are just really incredible, and I think they would help you an awful long way. It would really be good to do. Anyhow, I think it's time for me to sign off. It's about 8:53, and they'll want me to stop at 8:55. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Anyhow, you have a good evening. I'm glad that I could talk to you. And just remember, keep your energy up, always up, but don't work hard at it. Just be gentle with it. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.